Okay, students, this is a podcast live about today's performance test. This is our last assignment on predicting trends, and we're still working for the Lollipop Factory. Get your spreadsheet performance test rubric in your hand. Pause the podcast if you need to get it in your hand. I'll wait. Now, look at the performance test rubric. I'm going to watch you and give you a grade today. That's what a performance test means. And look at the A, B, C, and D column. If you look at it, I'm testing you on following directions, using the guides, and your time use, using time. So I'm going to lead you to read the column so I don't waste time in this podcast. But you can look at the A and the B, and you'll see the main feature about an A person is that they read direction and they reread directions to check to make sure they did things right. Also on the guides, an A user uses the guides but then checks the guide again and checks their work to make sure that they did it right, even quickly. A B or a C person, they look once or twice, and a D person kind of doesn't even, maybe gives it a glance, and that's it. So make sure you follow directions from the blog, use the guides, there's two of them today, and get to work. Use your time wisely. Don't space out and say, I don't know what to do. When you're not sure what to do, go back to the blog and follow directions in order, one, then two, then three, and you'll be able to find your way through. Notice that I'm not grading you on whether or not you figure this all out. If you're reading the guides and reading the directions and doing the best you can, it's very possible for you to take a really good grade, even if you don't get everything done. Okay? All right, I'm going to pause the podcast now, and I want you to bring up the spreadsheet. Okay. You should have a spreadsheet in front of you that's called Performance Test Trends _ Rainbow Lollipop. Look at the very top bar of the spreadsheet, the very, very top. And it should say that, Performance Test Trends. And I'm looking at it now, and actually I see I misspelled performance. So, it has sheet 1, sheet 2, sheet 3, sheet 4. On this one, you need to find the averages. So that's if you look in column B, C, D, E, F, and G. You need to find the averages for each one of those columns and put the average in cell B35, C35, D35. Remember, click the cell, select the cell you want the answer to appear in, and go to Insert Function and use the function wizard. Your guide will take you step by step to find the averages. Okay, then step two is going to be going to sheet 4 and putting the averages into sheet 4 to make a graph. You may round off the numbers to whole numbers. So this is going to be one way I'm going to tell if people have listened to the podcast or not, because I'm not putting this on the blog. You may round off the numbers to use whole numbers for sheet 4 from the averages that you've gotten on sheet 1, sheet 2, sheet 3, just to make it easier. The numbers are different than what you've had on the other sheets, and the trends are going to be different. So don't bring up any old sheets or save sheets or copy numbers that somebody wrote down on a guide from another day, because the numbers are different. Okay, so remember, today is two parts. Find all the averages using the average function wizard. Then, on sheet 4, put in all the numbers, select all the numbers and descriptions, make a graph, and use the graph to write all the answers on the worksheet. Go get them, Tigers. I know you can do this. I've been training you, and you've been learning very well for a couple of weeks now. When we're done with this one, we're going to move on to something else. Our job with the Lollipop Factory will be done. Okay, thanks, kids. Good luck.